The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I don't know if you know this. One of the reasons Webster made a dictionary was he was concerned that they were going to try and change the Constitution. And he said, they're not going to change the Constitution by amending it. They're going to change the Constitution by changing the meaning of the words. You know, Webster was right, and that's exactly what they've done.
Amen. That's Catherine Austin Fitz talking about the Webster Dictionary. So true. So true. He was worried. They were going to absolutely change the wording. And that's exactly what they've been busy doing. So what is up and, you know, what is up? What is down? What is honestly, it is kind of insane. It's kind of insane what's going on. But we have so much to talk about. So welcome to the show. I've got last hour on a Wednesday. I've got Susan with me. How are you, Susan?
Hey, I'm doing super.
Oh, we have a lot of dots to connect, don't we?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So where do we start? I just did an hour where we were talking about some of the kind of aha moments in the Catherine Austin Fitz interview with Sherry Tenpenny. One of them being, is this actually a vaccination, or is this is it medicine, or is it something else? You know, and so what is inside this injection? We should start calling it something else, a something else injection, because it's not medicine. Another thing was the BLM really insisting upon defunding the police for more reason than just being angry at the police. It's more about serving a network that's been set up through defense contractors and through social services, where it empowers social services to have more money and more control over our lives in COVID tracing for medical purposes. And then also it had a component of human trafficking, because a lot of these defense contractors, that work with social services have also, there have been instances where they've been involved with human trafficking. And does it strengthen that for them? So that was another aha moment in that. The other one was the extended emergency forever, because the extended emergency actually helps them to raid the coffers in more ways than one and give them availability to funds in all financial sectors, all markets, all departments of government. When there's an emergency in place, people, they all go nuts. And this is why $1 trillion bills pass. This is why right now there doesn't seem to be too much regard for the process that they have to go through for funding. Or it's just kind of a bank robbery is what it is. So they really like the medical sort of state of emergency, or any real state of emergency, because they can raid the coffers. And more than just who you think are doing it. It goes beyond that. So I just wanted to bring up a couple of those points as we move forward. I was also talking about Operation Warp Speed. If you step back for a second and think about this, it's funny. Anytime I try to say something about what Trump's doing, everybody likes to climb on and either tell me that, no, he's the most wicked man on earth, or no, he, you know, how dare I say anything? It's just funny, because can I just mention something without having the pile on? Operation Warp Speed. Think about that. Isn't everything always given a nice rosy name, like Save America?
Right.
Right. Or, you know, Safety for All, you know, Operation Safety. I mean, usually they give you a very coddly response and a coddly name for it, so that you walk away feeling like everyone's working in your best interest. What is this called? Operation Warp Speed. The last thing you want when thinking about something medical for your body is the fastest you can get it without any testing. I mean, I don't know who's stupid enough to take this vaccine or injection, whatever you want to call it. But isn't it kind of interesting? Because in the beginning, Trump was very more resistant to having this be the vehicle, you know, vaccine. Then all of a sudden, he jumps on board wholeheartedly, and it's like, oh yeah, let's get it out tomorrow. Let's just get this sucker out there. We'll have everyone take it. And all of a sudden, now he's getting pushback. Now he's getting resistance. Now he's getting them to say, oh, we're going to wait, we're going to wait, which is kind of interesting. People are looking into it more. More is getting exposed. And is there some reverse psychology going on? It's something fascinating to think about. And for even those that hate Trump, think about that for just a moment. Just think about the name of that. It is not cuddly and nice. It's you know, we're just gonna give this to you as quick as we possibly can, and we don't care. I mean, that's not
warp speed.
Yeah, that's not.
And
that's
it also
not
sounds warped.
It's not a fuzzy name.
No.
Okay. And he did this with the space program too. He, you know, that the newspaper said that he had created Space Force, but Space Force was actually exposed. The black budget was exposed. They've been doing this for eons. And there was a hacker back in Scotland that actually got in and sort of, he was kind of your Snowden or your Assange back in the day. And he was exposing Space Force long before Trump came along. This was already in play and had been in play for a very, very long time. And they had already admitted it over and over again. So we'll need to do a show about that so we can describe what had been in play for so long.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
Where do you want to start?
I'm so glad you talked about wording, because there's
words.
A strange group that's making a big splash called the Transition Integrity Project. Doesn't that sound great?
Transition Integrity.
Well, think about it. So they claimed before that when Trump went through the transition period, that there were spies working for him and General Flynn was doing things, mm-hmm. and it wasn't true. And so they said, well, this time we're going to have an transition to a new term with integrity. But who is leading and running this? Let me tell you.
All right.
It's a bipartisan group, Democrats and Republicans, mm-hmm. of about 80 political operatives and academics. And they all happen to hate President Trump.
That's interesting.
But they call it bipartisan. And they call it integrity for the transition. Mm. Yes. And so its founder is also interesting. She's a totally neutral person, of course. Rosa Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is a longtime close associate of George Soros and his Open Society Foundation.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing to
Lovely
see
group.
Here.
You know, is this not just the big giant club of America? This is just the club. This is everybody is like so joined at the hip in so many different ways.
This is the ultimate mean girls, jocks,
yeah, it's
hostile. It never changes.
Yeah.
So she served as both special counsel to the president at George Soros's Open Society Foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just was not a peon. She was serving and as a board member of the Open Society Foundation. So mm-hmm. this is just not a nobody. She is a special somebody in that special group of people looking to overthrow governments through mostly color revolutions. So we've heard a lot about color revolutions in other parts of the world. And now there is one that says, one of these members, Michael McFaul, who's been part of our own group, he says actually color revolutions, that whole revolutionary term, it just has a negative connotation. All these governments being overthrown,
that's just negative.
Yes. He says, I use the term democratic breakthroughs. Well, they call it that, again, manipulating the words, just when it's their people getting in power. It says they talk about how, well, there was that color revolution in the Ukraine that kind of put them in power.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some of the what their groups can do. They said be prepared to do increased election monitoring and be prepared to use electoral abuse evidence as the basis for reform advocacy. So they're saying, we really want to make sure we're going to challenge everything about anything in the election. Well, our side, the conservative constitutional side, says, let's look closely and play a fair hand. Let's play it fair. They're saying, no, we're just going to get in there and mix it up. We're going to claim sabotage when there's no sabotage.
Jeez.
And so they have had this plan, and there is this playbook. So based on this, there is a person who has run, who wrote the handbook for all these color revolutions. His name is Norm Eisen. And so when they say, oh, it's the same playbook being used against the president, impeachment, the fake Ukraine call that he said was perfect, but, you know, they said wasn't. It's the same people doing the color revolutions as trying to do this same thing to President Trump going forward. So now you kind of get the hints that they're worried that Biden is going down in flames. You can hear it in their tone. They say Trump's going to win big on Election Day. But in reality, they have this other plan going forward. So a color revolution, it's a specific type of coordinated attack that the U.S. has been known to do against other countries. Right? It's a specific playbook.
Yes, because you got paid people, agitators, they go in, they start getting people ramped up, it's like a whole process they go through to finally work themselves into performing a coup.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this chaos
in another country.
The chaos in the streets is an important piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
So this is a known formula. Just like you're doing a recipe, this is a formula going forward. And so this is based on an article at revolver.news. And this one is entitled Meet Norm Eisen, Legal Hatchet Man and Central Operative in the Color Revolution Against President Trump. So they put him in charge. There's actually a book called The Democracy Playbook, Preventing and Reversing Democratic Backsliding. Now, what kind of democratic backsliding? So that just means when we're out of power, that's just not the normal state of things. The left being in power in their mind is the normal state of things. Calling anything autocratic totalitarianism, they call democracy.
The changing of words.
The changing of words. And so
the meaning,
the meaning of the words.
Sorry.
Yes. And so there's a lot happening with that. And the same guy, Michael Crowell, says, you know, Trump has lost the intelligence community. He's lost the State Department. He's lost the military. Remember, we have all this chattering going on. How can he continue to serve as our commander in chief? That was
interesting.
A few days ago, he said that. Really? He's lost the intelligence community and the State Department?
That's funny.
So planting this idea.
They keep doing this in the press. They keep planting a lot of different ideas like this. It's kind of interesting to watch them work and the way they do it. Okay.
And all so this is all coming to a head. They want, they say you have to have this, they kick this into gear when you have an unpopular incumbent. You have a united and organized opposition. And look how they united them in the streets.
Interesting.
Yes.
We're going to come right back. We have so much more to give you today. So much more. Don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. You know, we will take some calls. Why not? And I've got Susan with me. Just this whole show has just been like a palooza of information today. Holy cow. All right, let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go ahead. You're live.
Yeah, I was listening earlier when I can't remember the woman's name when you were interviewing her for the podcast, or we were talking about the interview that was on that podcast.
Sure.
And one thing she mentioned that's very important is about how the manipulation of the financial market.
Yes.
And how that is where we're at. That's driving everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people really understand that's exactly what's driving it all. It has it doesn't matter about anything else. When Hillary lost the election, it really screwed up their plan of how they were going to implement a new currency because they had to, because basically the entire old system had broken down. And that's why they're having to pump so many dollars into the system now, is because reality, the dollar doesn't work like it used to pump up the economy. So they basically are at a point right now, but the impeachment didn't work, and they're like, we have to do something. And that's where we're at now, is we're on a continuous lockdown. We're going to be continuing having all this happen worldwide until they can somehow manipulate and implement this new system into existence.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Great point. And yes, there was that's the driver for sure. Okay. Where do you want to go from here? Holy cow. We got Merkel. We got the former NSA chief.
Let me just mention that quickly is that the former NSA chief, his name is Keith Alexander, has just been named. Join the board of Amazon's board of directors. So if you're buying books or products off of Amazon, Amazon.com, just know that the former NSA chief, Keith Alexander, you are in good hands with Keith Alexander in charge, right? So that was just filed in the Securities and Exchange Commission filing today. But what's interesting is he is very controversial because he was involved in widespread surveillance systems revealed by Snowden. And those included PRISM, a broad data collection program that compromised. Mm-hmm. There were backdoors into systems at Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Facebook, but not Amazon.
Oh, interesting. That is very interesting. Huh?
Yes. And so he was a huge critic of the Snowden leaks, even suggesting that reporters should not be reporting on them.
Oh, wow. You know, that's why we brought up in the last hour, too. Catherine Austin Fisk brought this up, but she said, you know, Bill Gates with Microsoft put a computer in every home, right? And a phone in every hand as this sort of kept going with this technology. And it was named Windows. And it was named Windows. What is that? Is that a window into your personal data? Because now there's a back door with all the constant updates that we all have to do. There's a constant newly developed back door as well on the backside of that software that is an interesting component when you think about the fact that you just gave them a window into your life. Okay. And into your data. Are they doing the same thing with this vaccine coming up with brains? They've already talked about bioelectronics. They've already talked about all these things for years and years and years. The head of Operation Warp Speed is at the center of that. And there were articles in 2012 written about what kind of new venture everyone was taking on with this and how they could get into thoughts, get into all kinds of things that could be in the changing of the genome and everything else. So you've got the merging of man and machine. You've got the name Windows, which is really kind of creepy when you think about it, right?
Well, we just didn't know. We thought the Windows, and it originally did start because you bring up a window.
Right,
right. So you're looking out, but we didn't know they would be able to look in.
Yes.
And then I think I was telling you, I was listening to Chris Ann Hall at a lecture, and she said, let me give you an example about fries and a hamburger. And as she said that, on my phone popped. It literally popped a ad for McDonald's.
Oh my gosh.
The moment she said that, it sprung onto my phone.
This has happened to all of us though. You know what I mean? And here's one more thing that I did not add into the last hour. So under that act in the mid 2000s that went through in the middle of the night on December 17th, where they rushed it through for emergency, right? State of emergency, where they could basically loot the coffers. Okay. In that, it protected them from liability from vaccines and software. Now, if you think about 5G, could be considered that software. As the 5G rollout happens, if they're under the umbrella of state of emergency, does that give them the liability they desire under the state, a constant state of emergency? So one thing that I thought about, as well as you're probably thinking about too, is if they keep us under a state of emergency, they keep the numbers high, they don't even test anymore for COVID, they're just naming people that have, you have COVID, you have COVID. If they keep the numbers high, they can keep the state of emergencies high. Does that cover the whole rollout for 5G and the ailments that could come from that? Just something to think about.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it does say software, says vaccines. It says it gives them all kinds of parameters under that emergency.
Under those protections.
Uh-huh. Under the liability, yeah.
It's interesting you would talk about that, because there is a young man, really tragic case, 19 years old. His name was Jason Hatchett. And of all the terrible names to have, mm-hmm. considering the fact that he did stab somebody. He'd watched a bunch of attacks by white cops, mm-hmm. on blacks, mm-hmm. in a row. Mm-hmm. And then he went out to find somebody who was white randomly to stab. And he stabbed a man in his 50s 7 times. But unfortunately, because he said he felt the need to stab a white male, unfortunately, he was put in a jail cell with, mm-hmm. another white male, who it has just been reported he has now murdered.
Jeez.
And the murdered man's mother said, why would you put him in with a white person if he claimed to have stabbed a white person intentionally? Mm-hmm. But here's the point. The point was, it was the programming he was watching that he was particularly susceptible to.
Mm.
Does that mean everybody? Mm-hmm. No. But in this case, him watching it on some kind of loop over and over in a bunch of cases, mm-hmm. motivated him. It created, mm-hmm. this motivation.
That's interesting.
And we all use media, yeah. for motivation, right? We'll
right.
watch a motivational video.
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
I just had a question for your guest.
Sure.
You know, on the topic of the coup,
mm-hmm.
isn't it sedition for these people that we've got,
mm-hmm.
going on television and everything and talking about overthrowing the president?
You would think. One would think.
Actually, the way they're framing it, and this is one of those psychological tricks,
yeah.
is how do we respond if Trump,
yes.
won't leave
how
office?
How will you respond? This is why, and has anyone even thought about the fact that Mark Zuckerberg, of all people, is the one prefacing this over and over and over again in the media? Why? Why Mark Zuckerberg, of all people, is telling us, what will your response be? How are you going to act when this happens? And so you're right. It's framing it psychologically.
Psychologically framing it, yeah. in a safe way to project so that they can create plans,
yeah.
for chaos.
The other thing that was scary that I heard yesterday is that Zuckerberg was coming out and saying that they weren't going to allow the president,
mm-hmm.
to claim victory. You know, they're going to make him wait for several weeks after the end of the election,
mm-hmm.
to be able to claim victory. Where does he get the idea that he's got that power?
Well, I think,
yeah.
this is part of the transition,
yeah.
integrity project, which
right.
is
right.
not anything to do with integrity, all
yeah.
to do with maintaining their power or
yeah.
getting it back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is
thank
pretty
you.
Scary stuff.
It is pretty scary because we have the Electoral College. I mean, they're going to wait for the popular. That's kind of interesting, too. But anyway, go ahead.
No. And somebody has picked up on the fact that his name is Cliff Kincaid, and he wrote an interesting article called "The October Surprise: Confrontation with Russia."
He's got a website. He posts stuff all the time.
It's actually quite fascinating because what he said was that Russia announced that they have some kind of corona vaccine, which, believe that or not, it didn't matter. But then the very next thing we hear is that the Russian opposition leader was poisoned with a chemical agent called Novichok that can be traced back to the old Soviet days. So the Soviets are renowned poisoners. They did a great job, and they continue to do it into modern times. And they were experts in germ warfare, bioterrorism. So Pompeo came out and said the United States is deeply concerned by reported preliminary conclusions from German medical experts that Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny was poisoned. And so he was sent to Germany. But this has put German Chancellor Angela Merkel in a very difficult spot because she has just been approving an $11 billion gas pipeline. She's been going forward with it. This $11 billion gas pipeline came up in conversation with Trump. What he says, why are we providing so many troops to defend Germany against the Soviet Union, well, against Russia, when they're doing a pipeline deal together?
Yeah.
Why are we paying for this?
Right.
And people are like, he's friends with... He said, no, I'm not friends with Russia. In fact, somebody said, President Donald Trump, supposedly a Russian agent, has been pressuring Merkel to abandon the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to pay her NATO dues and to buy gas from America. So he has been pressuring her, don't go through with the pipeline. Right? And so you have this. So why would this be the quote, October surprise? Are people going to be putting pressure on Trump to do something about Russia now that he has done this? It says these developments are coming on the eve of 9/11.
That's interesting.
Right? We're just a few days from 9/11.
Right.
And it reminds us of another poisoning case. And this was a former KGB officer, Alexander Litvinenko.
Yeah.
And he was the one, now this is critical, who identified Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri. Now, that's not a name we hear all the time, but he was bin Laden's connector. They were the two that kind of planned the whole 9/11 thing.
Or they said they did.
Allegedly. Well, they were in on part of it, but he's never been arrested. Oh, because we don't know where he is. Well, yes, we do. Eastern Afghanistan.
We got really good satellites. That's interesting.
Exactly. And it looks like he is being protected by Russia. So this KGB guy who was poisoned before, Alexander Litvinenko, wrote a book called Blowing Up Russia on how Russian agents are behind certain acts of alleged Islamic terrorism. Right. This is connecting into Russian bioterrorism. So he is still on the most wanted list. Ayman Zawahiri, the director of Al-Qaeda's biological weapons program. Now, why am I talking about all this? We're just going through COVID as this something special about COVID. There's, well, Judy Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits said it was created in a lab. But who remembers after 9/11, we had a biological poisoning. And do you remember what that was? It was anthrax.
Oh. The supposed anthrax.
Anthrax. Yeah. Well, whatever that was.
Yeah. Well, no, they sent it out, but they made it sound like it was much bigger deal. So they started a vaccine for the military. They never ended. For three decades now. Yeah. But it never was. It was very targeted to provoke fear.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's somebody behind that.
Ooh, we'll be right back. Yeah. Cliffhanger. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. Order up, because I'd order extra if I were you too. They'll get it out to you quick. You'll get a free health coach, and they know what they're doing. They're very good. You get a free coach with it, and so why would you not? I mean, it's pretty amazing product, and everybody that gets it loves it. I mean, all their employees take it voluntarily. They want to take it. They are seeing how it's made, and they're like, I want that. And you know it's a good product. Let me just tell you, balanceofnature.com, order up 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down. You need the supplement. You need to be increasing your own immunity right now, the right way, inside your body, the right way, and make sure that you're doing what's best for your own health right now. We're going to need our vitamins to get through this next year. So by all means, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and start taking it. You'll love this product. I also did want to mention, as the COVID narrative implodes, and let's just hope people are really paying attention, Belarusian President Lukashenko said last month that the World Bank and the IMF offered him a bribe of $940 million in the form of COVID relief aid if he would just do more of an extreme lockdown, force people to wear masks, impose very strict curfews, impose a police state, crash the economy. Now this country is sandwiched between Poland and Ukraine and landlocked, and a very, very kind of interesting claim. Now, mainstream media has not carried this claim at all. They won't talk about it. They are not carrying this claim. This claim is carried out by many different modes of media, but not mainstream. It's kind of interesting. So he said he refused this, to do this. So anyway, there's that. Okay.
Sorry. Oh, it's very interesting. Before I go forward with this whole...
You left us on a cliffhanger.
Yes, the October surprise. Uh-huh. I just want to interject the statement that Trump just made, mm-hmm. and it's been very controversial in the last day or so.
Okay.
He said, during a press conference on Monday, the president said, he's not saying the military is in love with me, but the soldiers are. He says, the top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy. But we're getting out of the endless war. You know how we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he also added, he said, after ISIS was defeated, he said, I say, that's good. And they're gone. Let's bring our soldiers back home. But some people don't like to come home. Some people like to continue to spend money. So now we have somebody writing an article called The October Surprise Confrontation with Russia. And now the fact that a opposition leader was poisoned with a chemical agent called Novichok, and it's supposed to be associated with Russia. But why would Russia want to provoke something like this right before an election? What would be Russia's interest in provoking that, knowing that Trump would hesitate to do this? Or is this a plan from the left that says, let's find a way for him to be provoked, and then if he doesn't act, we'll say he's weak on Russia and that Russia is helping him?
Yeah.
So that was kind of the idea when Obama expelled 35 Russian diplomats in retaliation for U.S. election hacking. Trump wanted to move on instead of taking more retaliatory action. Did they kind of just, instead of just waiting for the Trump administration to handle that during the transition and afterwards, they complained that Trump didn't do anything, that he wasn't. So was that just a setup to force him to do something?
I think Russia gets blamed for a lot of things. I think it's kind of like when Syria was going on and they blamed Russia for coming in and bombing civilians and doing some things, and it ended up being our own. So I just think there's just a lot of diversion and crazy that comes along with trying to name different countries.
You just, what you realize, being, because haven't we been studying this now for 20 or 30 years? We've been trying to piece together who's what and where and who's working for whom.
Sure.
And what you learn is to not take anything at face value.
No, and they're a giant little club. they're a big little club, and a little oxymoron for you, club, and they seem to all... kind of know each other too. But I do think, by the way, on the Russia stuff, do you realize during the election, Washington Post wrote over 24,000 articles saying that Trump colluded with Russia? 24,000 articles saying the exact same thing that was never true. New York Times printed over 18,000.
It's unbelievable.
And that's just two publications telling the Russia story to all of us over and over and over again, saying there was proof and there was no proof. It's just, I never said that on the show, and I wanted to make sure and get that in because it's just insane.
Yeah.
It's insane the amount. When you start to look at the number of stuff that we look at daily, it adds up.
Just pounding
us. Just pounding. And that's just two out of all of them. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, here is something. So Trump has just been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize by, they're saying, a far right Norwegian. Mm-hmm. Because if... Now, they didn't say that with Obama, that he was nominated by a far-left Norwegian, right?
But for
Trump, it's far-right. And it's because of this deal he made with Israel and the UAE.
Mm-hmm.
But that leads me to notice this other part in the article where it says, Trump's promise to withdraw U.S. troops from the nearly 19-year war in Afghanistan depends on neutralizing Zawahiri.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Zawahiri still kicking around? And the thought is the Russians are still protecting them because he is their agent. So that is one of the thoughts. But you have to ask yourself that since Vladimir Putin was a KGB colonel in East Germany before the Berlin Wall was demolished, was he aware of a rising young German communist youth leader by the name of Angela Merkel? So if he was over that area and here she was a communist youth leader, and then she becomes the chancellor of Germany, now she's in a pipeline deal with him. So Trump is right to question, a minute. We're supposed to be protecting Germany from Russia.
Right.
What is really going on here? Where is our money really going?
Too much going on. I call her. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Ouch.
Yeah, this whole entire Russian narrative you're talking about. You know, Bob Woodward did a whole investigation. In fact, he did an interview with Trump in early February. This is February 3rd. And in that interview, Trump didn't really talk about Russia. All he really talked about mostly was about the virus coming out of China.
Mm-hmm.
And when CNN aired this, all they could talk about was, yes, Trump knew about it in early February, but he did nothing about it,
right,
even though the Democrats were the ones who were fighting all the things he was trying to do about it, twisting the narrative, even though the reality is he knew about it. He was taking steps to do something about it in early February.
Yeah, he said he didn't want
to
panic.
To deal with
and
it.
Because he said he didn't want to panic, they turned that into some sort of treason act against the American people, that he was hiding the fact that this was so hugely deadly. And here we're sitting on the heels of information coming out where they actually did admit twice now, in May and then 2 weeks ago, that only 6% of the deaths were actually from COVID, right? That's by their own numbers, okay? Their own fraud.
Solely COVID.
But isn't that funny that they can still go back and turn those words into the he kept the deadly virus from us that's not so deadly? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
No, I mean, a leader is not supposed to be panicking the people.
Yeah, go ahead.
You had Blasio in New York City telling people, and Pelosi telling people, go to the Chinese New Year events, go do all these things, when we were already saying, wait a minute, there's something out there that we might want to be cautious about. And yet the whole Democrat establishment leadership were all saying to everybody, go in and don't talk about this as being a China thing. Go out there and enjoy yourself.
Right,
don't
right.
worry about it.
Right. Yeah.
And now the narrative has to change of like, oh, no, it was his incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't our incompetence.
Okay.
We didn't put people who were positive in a nursing home.
Right, right, right.
That was a mandate told to us by the government. When it wasn't, the government can't give a mandate to a state to do that.
Yes,
thank
you.
It never came out from the CDC to do so.
Thank you for that. Really, really appreciate that. I love that.
Shouldn't it have been suspicious when Pelosi was actually outdoors mm-hmm. in Chinatown. Like, she never goes yeah. among the people.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, it was odd. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hey there. Hey, it's Investigator Dave. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I have a thought regarding this vaccine thing in Russia.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin has now come out, you know, with a vaccine,
uh-huh.
a COVID vaccine.
Okay.
And he's ordering 1 billion doses of it.
Okay.
He's got 20 nations signed on to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it possible that he, and now we got Donald Trump saying, I'm going to have a vaccine. We're going to have a vaccine warp speed here really, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the Gates vaccine.
Right.
Prior to the
Oh,
world,
interesting.
When I was a kid, they always had this phrase that we're going to head them off at the pass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Huh. And
Trump knows that COVID, that they're coming out with the Gates and the World Health Organization coming out this. He knows what they're trying to do. And so you come up with an innocuous one ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
and they cut them off at the pass.
Yeah,
and,
interesting.
And right now, in Belarus, the prime minister's already taken it,
mm-hmm.
and he says it's great, no problem.
Interesting.
You know, they're going to have a lot of testimonials,
okay.
and all of a sudden they're going to short circuit, you know, the profitable one.
Ah, interesting. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Investigator Dave. Appreciate that. I wish you weren't this short on time, but thank you.
That sounds plausible, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
based on who was all ready to get the big bucks and looking forward to it.
Right.
And, you know, why did AstraZeneca just cut off their trials? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Because if the Russian vaccine works for whatever, works for a virus, really.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does give minimum, then maybe other drug companies are saying that, you know,
or maybe they're heading him off at the pass with a whole lot of nothing in there.
Yeah.
A little saline solution.
Saline.
Oh, gosh.
You can't make this up.
You know,
it has been so.
No, you can't.
Plot twist.
Because when you realize who's all behind this, and I actually really love the fact all this is coming out.
I know.
It is really, really good.
Yes.
To see everybody waking up.
Absolutely.
I love that. And by the way, did Venezuela just fall off a cliff? I mean, no one talks about it anymore. No one talks about North Korea. I thought they were abusing their citizens. I thought Assad was a monster. Obama told us Assad was killing every single person in his land. All of these narratives, it's so interesting how they just drop out of sight. And I don't mean narratives and that they're all fake. I mean, I know that the Syria one wasn't true. And with Venezuela, you just don't want to see a socialist country in ruins right before an election where the socialist is running for office. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to understand why all this stuff is just out of the loop now. Just, and all three of those were dire circumstances that we had to address right then. You know what I mean? For whatever reason they wanted to address them.
Absolutely.
Because they all had various reasons. I don't know.
No, they understand. They understand our minds and how they work far better than we do.
Yeah.
Far better. And so they know how to influence us and push our attention and help us notice and create a different reality. In our mind, they've created this reality of fear, and it's a false reality, but you see people who are gripped by it. And that's how you know how powerfully intelligent they are to have done this.
And I was listening to a clip this morning of somebody talking and saying, well, the right, the conservatives, they're in their own world. They have their own. No, I actually think that's the more minuscule group of leftist progressives that are in the media are in their own world. You know what I mean? It's just funny.
Absolutely. And there was a study that showed that when they asked the left, what does the right believe? They could not articulate it correctly. But when they asked the right, what does the left believe? They could, on the right,
that's interesting.
Explain, because we study both sides.
Yeah.
Because we want to keep getting closer and closer to the actual truth instead of just an ideology or a dogma.
Right.
It has to make sense. All the pieces have to fit.
Yeah.
And right now there's so many pieces that just are.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
So many pieces.
We're just going to have to keep an eye on these things and recognize that we're in a vulnerable position because we didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we have seen the playbook, this is the playbook.
Yeah, it's everything medical that's not even medical, and it's the state of emergency forever, and it is the election. You just keep putting out there what you want to have happen, I guess, and hopefully you think people will respond to that. But I don't think they will. I mean, they could tell us a million times this is what's going to happen, but. I don't know. I don't think so.
We're smarter. We're smarter.
Anyway.
We can figure it out.
Thanks, Susan.
We
appreciate you. And all of this will be on podcast later tonight. And, of course, be faithful, be fearless, and go to the YouTube channel, too. I've uploaded some things on YouTube as well. So, of course, you can go there. You can go there right from the website, katedallyradio.com. And, of course, see you tomorrow. Byron York and Chris Ann Hall tomorrow.